You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
You want to get your mic up a little closer, Walter?
Yep.
Y'all.
Hey.
Yep, this is a Keithmas special.
It's Keithmas time.
I don't know how the rules fucking work exactly, even though it's my holiday.
We invited Giant Tiger.
Giant Tiger!
And he said yes, and maybe he shouldn't have.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Do they
know it's Keithmas time?
Keithmas time. We're recording this right before the Keithmas party that I have every year.
We showed Giant Tiger around the apartment.
Yeah, great apartment.
But he did
great apartment.
I don't know if I debriefed you on the whole Keithmas deal.
Inform me.
Go ahead, let me know.
He saw the setup for Keithmas, but he doesn't.
My apartment is usually a lot less set up for partying and more set up for sitting around.
This is the truth at best.
Exactly. My house is always slightly set up for partying. And every year, I think starting about 10 years ago, I decided to have... So here's quick little background story, Tiger.
Hit me with it.
I was basically disowned from my parents when I was like 17 for religious reasons. Listeners of the podcast know.
Yeah.
And...
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Family's Al-Qaeda. You
gotta stick to your roots, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And as a result of I didn't celebrate Christmas growing up, but I really like giving and receiving presents.
Al-Qaeda.
Just like Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda love giving and receiving presents even though they don't celebrate Christmas.
Right.
I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a bunch of presents for my friends and invite them all over and give them presents and stuff like that. And then I was like, that's Keithmas. And I was like, because Keithmas is Christmas without your shitty family. And the idea, not to say your family is shitty, but...
My family is very shitty. I'd love a water. My family is very shitty.
And as soon as you become like an adult, your family starts giving you like grown-up presents too, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's like socks. Here's a sweater. Here's like a gift card.
Slippers are a big one.
Slippers. Here's a robe.
I got a bathrobe 3 years in a row.
That's great.
I've got 4 bathrobes.
You should have a fucking triple threat bathrobe match.
Oh God! I feel like I've done that before, and I don't remember.
By yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You just wore 3 bathrobes, and you're like, "Fuck." Yeah. So
Keithmas.
So and it's like you get your friends like fucking action figures and fucking toys.
Cool.
And,
yeah.
Because it's stuff that you really.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Shouldn't be getting when you're a grown adult.
Yeah. Keithmas.
The door doesn't close because of the wreath. That's right.
Keithmas, huh?
So this is Keithmas night.
What do you do, Walter?
What do I do?
Oh, yeah. You? Sick fuck like you, probably up to no good.
Right here at this party?
The first Keithmas party
I passed out and got like drawn over me with like magic marker and stuff, and then I threw up over Keith's balcony having drank Four Loko.
Yeah, Walter was drinking vodka energy drink.
Four Loko. Yeah.
The real Four Loko.
You know who drinks that? K-Dog. Conan, the wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
I just made that up. I don't know.
No, but it wouldn't surprise me, though. You said that, and I was like, right away, I was like, oh, yeah.
That makes sense. You know what? He is Spanish.
He is.
It is a Spanish alcoholic drink.
I'm not
drink.
Spanish. Let's not be racist. Yeah. I'm not Spanish, and I love Four Loko. I actually hate Four Loko, but I love it also.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know that, like, when you drink a can of Four Loko, you're going to have a special time.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's so.
You can't not.
Fucking, like, it puts, like he, Ronan, no, you're not Ronan.
No. No one's Ronan.
Frank Walter. Walter, when he had his Four Loko experience, he was drinking, or his first, was it your first Four Loko experience? I think so.
Wrong.
Oh, no, because it was New York where you had to buy pants.
He's got a sound effect thing.
Yeah, it's the first time. I got this today. A buddy of mine gave this to me, and it was the worst thing anybody could have ever given me.
Yeah, especially considering you have a podcast where...
You guys, we're doing this, huh? We're really doing this.
Yeah, no, I tried it before, and I went in crazy New York and tried to look for pants.
Because you needed to buy pants because you got Four Loko.
But then I got distracted by burritos. What's the craziest pants slash burrito purchase you've ever made, Tiger?
Pants slash burrito purchase. Oh, jeez. I don't even know how to answer that. I have no idea how to answer that. You have a sound effect for that? Yeah.
People are.
That's a really sad clap. That's like six people.
The studio audience is impressed by your honesty.
Pants burrito. You know what? Nothing.
You've never had
a really great burrito?
I've never stolen a burrito. I've made burritos in my life that I think are pretty good.
Just throw this out there. Bathrobe burrito match.
Oh, jeez, imagine that. You got to freeze the burrito, though, so it really hurts.
Frozen. This is going to be the worst podcast in history.
No, I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot.
Fucking robot.
Pants, though. Yeah, I mean, I don't really buy pants. I buy jogging pants. I've bought in pants and then they rip right away. Like
immediately.
Yeah. Like I'll go to the store and I'll be like, "Oh, this will be great pants to wear for like an upcoming wrestling show." And then the first thing I do, they fucking rip. It's terrible.
As long as they rip at the show, it's all right.
Yeah, it's always funny, but then you know you gotta watch out. Like Twiggy was wrestling recently and his pants ripped.
Oh yeah.
And one of his balls fell out.
Yeah.
That was in Ottawa, and he's just wrestling with his ball out.
Correction.
So.
His ball fell out.
His ball fell out, his yeah. Ball fell out. Yeah. Just one of his nuts.
I don't know why I went after Twiggy. Suddenly.
So, yeah.
His one ball.
You got to watch out for that.
They call it his Tom Green.
Yeah, it's like you fuck around with Twiggy too much, you end up with dealing with Frankie. So
yeah, that's true.
That's nuts.
Frankie has like 8 balls.
Yeah.
Those aren't abs. They're more balls.
Yeah.
That have yet to descend from his abdomen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very clean. You should see this guy backstage. He's completely shaved.
I'm not at all surprised.
No. Completely shaved and no ingrown hairs. You can see, like, nothing on there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Is that listening against lasers? Think it has lasers?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, man. The guy pulls no stops.
Tell you about the time that he and I tried out for...
The same role. Yeah. You told me about this.
I told you that story 9 times.
You told me last time I was on the podcast.
Familiarity. Yeah, oh yeah.
It was something really crazy.
Have we really introduced our guest yet?
Oh, today we're here, kids, with with a local professional wrestler, Giant Tiger. Giant Tiger's had a hell of a year. It's been a hell of a 2013 for Giant Tiger. His partner, his business partner...
Owner?
His business partner, BBQ. War. Can we edit? Can we pause this? Because like I'm falling in and out of kayfabe here.
We're just chatting. We're just getting it going, man. We're just doing this, right?
I live in an intense world of paranoia and kayfabe.
Yeah.
When I try to sort of walk the line of kayfabe, my paranoia.
So we have Giant Tiger here today. Who's in good spirits?
Local wrestler and I guess
entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur,
artisan,
maybe
artisan.
Scumbag. I guess local scumbag, depending how you look at me.
I like
local
artisan.
Fiend.
Local fiend. Yeah.
Local fiend.
I understand. Giant Tiger sells locally brewed artisanal wrestling.
Yeah.
To the hipster masses of
Everybody's
Montreal.
Happy to see you here today. Let's listen to that crowd reaction. They don't give that to anybody. Studio audience is out of their mind today.
Tiger!
Giant Tiger, everybody.
Yeah, here we are.
You were the one, the only. Thank you.
Have a seat on the couch.
Local fiend. Local fiend, Giant Tiger.
Oh fuck.
So Giant Tiger and the sound effects machine are joining us.
You can play with it for a while, actually, if you like.
Oh, great.
Just don't break.
Hope there's a woman moaning.
Oh, it's not that kind of sound machine. Or is it?
Oh.
No, that wasn't it.
Close enough, though.
That wasn't it.
So, I want to, before I forget.
Yo!
Battle War returning January 2014. Well, February 2014.
February
9th at Fofun Electric. Battle War 16. Back at Foofs. Bucks Belmar. New champion. Giant Tiger Twiggy. And a whole bunch of other goodies. It's going to be a good time.
Keith and I were both.
He's the BWC.
Who's BWC?
Bucks Belmar.
The Battle War champion. Battle War champion.
I did not see what you did there. Okay. Keith and I both attended.
Very confused.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, see?
I thought it was like
was
some inside
too,
thing.
I was like, what
the
fuck is a BWC? Like, best wrestler?
Canada.
Yeah.
Battle War champion.
Keith and I were both at that event, the last event of 2013. Where Bucks was crowned champion.
Uh-huh.
Hell of an event.
Yeah, great show.
I believe that was the first Christmas Tree Death Match that I've seen live. possible.
Oh yeah, there's only been two at Battle Wars, so yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah, but like in, you know, but I know it's been
in your life
three dates.
When we had Badger on the show, he said he's basically done one every year that he was.
Yeah, like the concept of the Christmas tree death match.
Yeah.
So that was very entertaining. So
then the big boys clearly aped it last week. The big boys being WWE.
Was there a Christmas tree?
Well, there was a Santa match.
There was a Christmas tree and a pole match. There was a Christmas present.
There was a present on a pole match.
Yeah, they also did a Christmas tree thing.
Yeah, well, they did the two Santas fighting each other, and there was a Christmas tree.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw that, actually. They used fire extinguishers the whole match.
They just kept using fire extinguishers all the time. They were like, I find, like, to keep the PG rating but still try to pretend to be hardcore, they're like, fire extinguishers!
Yeah.
And you know they're gimmick fire extinguishers, too. They're like, it shoots some bullshit. Like.
Probably, because that shit kind of stings, I'd imagine.
Yeah. You see a lot of the same stuff, but like, I was having this talk with somebody recently, and it's like, what else can they do?
Yeah,
they're not
going to
do barbed wire.
They can't
do thumbtacks very often. You know what I mean? Like, they gotta...
I don't know. I think they've even stopped thumbtacks since, like,
when was the last time they did it? Fuck.
I have no
Foley
idea.
And Edge, maybe?
Foley and Edge, I think, was the last really hardcore match that I remember.
It was fire in there. I remember that.
But yeah, and he burned his face up pretty bad. And there was a lot of... Huh?
Who?
Foley and Edge.
Nah,
Edge burned his eyebrows off and stuff.
They don't need them.
They don't need them eyebrows!
There you go.
They did have a Christmas present. So if you're ever arranging a match, just to let you know that the WWE arranged a very boring match, which was a Christmas present on a pole, and the pole was on one of the...
It looked kind of fun. The finish was kind of fun.
The finish was okay, and the principle was okay, but there can't be that much cool wrestling that goes on just around a turnbuckle for the whole match. Like, it was like really, really centered around a single turnbuckle, and you're like, there's only so much of this that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Because my girlfriend's awesome. She got me WWE 2K14 for the PlayStation 3 for Christmas.
Did you create me a wrestler?
I have not, but that's...
You need to make an entire... I really want to do that.
Yeah.
You need to make an entire Battle Wars stable.
Have you ever created yourself in a video
game? No, I don't actually play wrestling video games, no.
Has anybody ever sent you pictures of screen caps?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well,
did anybody really nail it?
I guess. I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
But as these games progress, there's more and more you can do.
You can customize the mask and all that crap.
Yeah. But you should make it an entire Battle War stable and run in a Battle War invasion angle on WWE 2K14.
Yeah. God, huh? Huh? Pitch it to WWE? There's
no, just make the whole
money after that.
Make the whole entire thing on the old PlayStation.
Battle War should put out their own downloadable content package of the Battle War stable. That's the giant tiger.
There you go.
With the sawed-off shotgun. That's what...
No, I don't really watch it that often, but like sometimes I'll put it on the TV and like sometimes I'll watch it, but I'm not really...
I can imagine that you're like... It's
so much to watch.
It's so much to watch, but I just... The other time, too, is like being involved with what you're involved in, you're just like... It's kind of like... You know what they say? Like a lot of pro athletes don't watch the sport that they play.
Yeah.
Like, I think there might be a little bit of that, where you're just like, I do this a lot on my own time. I don't want to watch other people necessarily.
It's tough, because you feel that way, and you're like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I'm surrounded by it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you kind of have to watch it. You kind of have to get it, like, a fresh perspective as often as you can.
Yeah, also, and I mean, like, in a certain way, too, they're like, I guess they're probably, like the WWE is probably, like, your biggest pusher and competitor at the same time, because it's just sort of like, for sure, everybody at your shows has seen a WWE event at some point, be it a Raw or SmackDown or something.
Well, I mean, that's anybody that goes to any, like,
I think it would be really great
if there was the alternative that there are fans of Battle War who aren't aware of wrestling outside of Battle War.
At all.
To me, that would be amazing.
It's on TV!
I feel like the guy that would answer that, who has, you know, more involvement in that, would be, you know, Twiggy. He'll answer it properly.
But how great would that be? If somebody's framing of wrestling was only Battle War.
But I feel like that has happened. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people, like, for instance, Twiggy does improv.
Sure.
Right? He does improv at Montreal Improv. And a lot of people that see him perform at improv will come to see him wrestle.
Yeah.
So those people have no idea. Like, a lot of those people have no idea what wrestling is.
That's fair.
And they'll come in
the last show, they were
like, holy shit, is that real thumbtacks in that guy's head and fucking blood and pouring out and shit? It's a real trip.
You're like, do you think we have the budget to do that with special effects? Yes, it's real thumbtacks.
Yeah, it's
we don't have gimmick thumbtacks.
It's real trippy. If you've never seen, like, even if you're just a WWE fan and you go to, like, a Battle War show.
Yeah.
To see that is just mind-blowing because you're not expecting it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Sure. You're not expecting, like, fucking, I guess, like, the jokes that you guys do, or some of the spots that you guys do is more violent.
And yeah.
Some, like, the characters are much more, or a lot less family-friendly, and they're a lot less, some more and less cartoony in, like, equal measures in some ways. You know, it's like you guys aren't from the pages of a comic book, or if you were, it'd be, like, a Dark Horse comic book, and not, like, Marvel.
yeah, exactly. It's real trippy, man.
Do you keep track of the Botchmanias?
No.
The last one up had a spot with Phantom from an old IWS event.
I think I did see that.
Yeah.
What was Phantom doing?
He was nailing a pile driver onto a ladder suspended between the apron.
He's giving it to Eddie.
And was that Eddie?
It was Manny. He was giving it.
Yeah. And I wrote to Fang because I'm watching this, and I'm like, it's so cool for me that I could like send a text to the dude that I'm watching and like.
Yeah. You're watching Botch.
And I'm watching Botchmania. I'm like, oh shit! So I text Phantom. I'm like, you're in the most recent Botchmania.
Yeah.
I'm like, and he's like, oh yeah, what am I doing? And I'm like, it's at this, and you're doing this. I'm like, it looks pretty cool though. He goes, oh yeah? He goes, a non-botch on Botchmania. Weird. So like in Phantom's mind, it went exactly the way he wanted it to go.
Well,
so,
how did it go? What happened?
Sorry. He sort of hits it.
In Phantom's mind, Phantom has never botched in his life.
He hits it, but he doesn't like full on stick the ladder. Like he kind of like half kind of grazes to the side of the ladder. So
yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
nails it, but it's kind of messy. But it's like it still looks pretty sweet.
I mean,
but that's one of those things, right? Like a hardcore match, you can't really botch. Like if something looks fucked up and a little more painful, you kind of go like, it's a win as long as the guy's not like.
Yeah, it looks painful, but I mean. You'll have to see it to judge for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
For me, watching that is a pretty. it's such a funny clip.
Edge putting the chunk of wood through his eye.
No.
Almost putting the chunk of wood through his eye, and you see. Not Edge, fucking RVD.
Okay.
Explain. Like RVD said it was the one table spot, and you know, it was when like him and Seb who would go off the opposing corners and each do like a leg drop or whatever onto the dude in the table.
Yeah.
And like, the table busted weird. And a splinter of wood shot up and like grazed like the space between like, the eye and the nose of RVD, and like the piece of wood went up through his like eyelid, and he just like it was like a half inch.
Ah, Jesus!
Like, losing an eye to like a splintered table.
God, that's horrible.
Shitty.
What?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think if I've had any.
Huh?
If I've had any real botches, like real botches, like.
No, I mean, well, I've seen you in action, and you, like, you are the excellence of execution.
I will say,
with all due respect, to one.
I don't want
to.
I don't.
The Anvil Neidhart. I'd say you are the more technically skilled.
I don't want to be. I know Walter's up on a high, like, oh, we have a professional wrestler sitting down on a couch, but
watch.
I feel that. Don't take this the wrong way, Tagger. But
you can't take anything the wrong way.
You have some issues hitting the 619.
No. No, I don't. Disagree.
You missed. What was the show? What was that show? Do you see that show where I hit it?
The one.
Don't discount yourself because I feel that you hit it in your own way every time.
No, holy shit! It was like Battle War 12.
And you hit a 619
in September.
You dropped the dime and dialed it up in
September or October, and I hit it. Perfectly.
Did you
take the guy's head clean off?
Oh, God, it was great. It was in my backyard barbecue brawl.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, were you there for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hit the 619 perfectly.
man, that was... See, now, like, that was... You've had a crazy year.
You're talking about wrestling, mentally, spiritually?
Spiritually, anything. 2013
Big year.
A crazy year for Giant
Tiger. If I could say, though, that... Well, say what you want about maybe your... personal woes in the ring, you're in much better shape December 2013 than you were January 2013.
Oh, God. It doesn't even compare.
Exactly. Like,
oh, man. I've lost 45 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And that all happened in, like, three months, man. I go to the gym.
You lose the bulk of it in a very quick period.
Yeah.
That's
holy shit. I just drank a lot of water.
Yeah.
Drank a lot of water. I would go to the gym and fucking everything goes, man. And it was so weird. Like I've been fat my whole life. You know what I mean? I've always been a fat kid. And then I just decided to start dieting. and going to the gym. And, like, that's for, man, everything I do in my life is, you know, because of women. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I started doing drugs because of a woman. I got sober because of a woman. And I started getting in shape because of a woman. All three different women. So it's fucking... But then I started losing weight, and I was like, holy fuck, it, like, it doesn't hurt to get out of bed in the morning.
What?
Like, it's pretty sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And has this body transformation changed your in-ring style and all?
No. Same thing.
Has it made the 619 any easier?
No. God, no. Maybe even harder because my pants are baggier, so it's fucking up with my boots.
Same pants? Still in the same pants?
Still the same pants. Before, they couldn't zip up.
But they close now.
Yeah, they couldn't zip
like
up.
Like, I remember early 2013 shows where your pants didn't close. Then, like, I was busy over the summer, so I missed a whole pack of summer Battle Wars, and I think the first one I saw after the spring was maybe the one you guys did, the free one, if it was the one that was going to be outdoors.
Oh, that's when I just started losing weight.
Exactly, but yeah. I think your pants were done up then, and I was like, what?
Yeah, pants are done up.
And I was like, maybe it's a swerve and that's not really Tiger.
Imagine that. Yeah,
like it was a fake Tiger, and then real Tiger came back and he was still fat.
Yeah, crazy.
Now, where do you stand with the Barbecue Thief, Big Bang, Big Bad, Quit?
Well, we were in the relationship these days. Last show we were
awkward.
Is it too much? Did I not segue into this properly enough?
Last show we were in the six-man match for the title.
Yeah,
I accidentally went for the pin on him. He was upset, beat me down, and then I lost, and then he lost because he was so distracted. And I guess, hey man,
did he take it the wrong way?
Yeah, he was furious.
He was pretty sore about that.
Yeah. I guess I really fucked up.
A little hot.
Really fucked up.
I was rooting for you. I was like, Tiger's gonna dig deep. He's going. I was like, if you had gotten the pin on Quentin, I felt you were gonna be so fired up. You would have like taken out Uno, taken out Hawk, taken out.
That would have been it. I would have been sitting here with the belt.
Exactly. That's it. I was like, if you had successfully pinned Quentin, I think that would have been going. Like the adrenaline would have just hit you, and you would have just mowed your way straight to the BWC.
Going into the 2014 title. There it is.
No, I'm not going to stop saying BWC.
Going into the 2014
hashtag
year now.
BWC.
Yeah.
Do you expect to still be in Big Ben Clinton's employ?
Well, I hope so, because if not, then I don't work for Battle War.
Well, yeah, he's not on contract.
I'm on contract for Big Bad Cutin.
Yeah.
Cutin? Big Bad Cutin.
Rootin' tootin' cutin'.
Right. Big Bad Quentin for Big Bad Quentin.
And has he laid out any kind of strategy going into the new year?
Oh, he's been giving me the silent treatment.
Still hasn't.
That's not so bad.
Did you guys spend Christmas together?
No. He wouldn't even let me.
Oh.
Just stayed in the basement? Just stayed in the basement.
He didn't just, like, open the basement door and throw some coal down the stairs and
shut it in? No, not even.
Does he know you're here right now?
No. Oh,
okay.
Snuck
God,
out.
He would be pissed. So I went out through the window and, you know.
He came. That's why.
Might get a hooker or two on my way back home, and that's that.
You just keep that on the down low.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's going to hear it on the podcast. Well,
yeah, but that'll be after.
Were you ever involved?
But I'm here now.
Were you ever involved in a Christmas tree death match yourself?
No, God, no.
No?
No.
You ever been involved in any holiday-related theme matches?
Oh, God, holiday-related matches? No. I've done, like, a Fans Bring the Weapons match with Twiggy. Which is pretty wild.
What happens when you have friends bring the weapons matches, but your enemies bring the weapons matches instead?
I think he may have done that. There's like a little plastic guitar or something stupid that I think he brought. That was over in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did an Alco Brawl once. That was when I was still drinking.
Alco Brawl.
Yeah, it's yes. Like basically you just got to get drunk and wrestle. It was me and Sexy Eddie.
Oh wow.
And like before the show started, we're downstairs getting drunk. And fans are buying us shots of whiskey and stuff like that, and that was a real fucked up match because like
I can imagine.
I know you're weird about the whole you always see breaking kayfabe, but anyway, I'll give you a little inside scoop. So Eddie and I are getting drunk before the show, and fans are buying us beer, and we're in the ring.
It's a shoot.
And it was just such a mess. You can see the match online. It's one of the first things you see when you type in Giant Tiger Wrestler. It's just such a fucking mess. Like, Eddie has to stop. It looks like Eddie's going to puke.
Hmm?
Oh, God, like, it was just so messy. Like, I can't even explain how messy it was. It's just two really drunk guys, like, actually drunk, wrestling each other. And then at the end, I rip his underwear off, and he's completely naked. This is in a bar. This is at Foof's. And he holds his dick and balls in his hands. His package, yeah. And he climbs to the top, and he gives me a moonsault. He gives me a naked moonsault, and that's all on YouTube.
The ultimate moonsault, really.
Yeah, they called it the full moon salt.
Full moon salt. Yeah, there moon you salt. Go.
Really wild. That was one of the most fucked up matches. What else? I made out with a drag queen. I was in Connecticut. Yeah,
that's fine.
It was in Connecticut. It's what you do when you're in Connecticut.
Almost nothing this year.
Didn't work with a lot of promotions outside of Battle Wars.
Yeah, I don't really wrestle all that much.
Okay.
I wrestle for C4 in Ottawa.
Right.
Battle War. I'll wrestle for ISW. I didn't do their last show, but I did a show this year. I think it was, I don't even fucking know, maybe March. I want to say March. Yeah, but that's it. I mean.
Well, you've been preoccupied for most of the year, tracking down the barbecue and then.
Tracking down my barbecue, my barbecue thief. Yeah.
Exactly. People were like, oh, we want you to wrestle.
My
this.
Whole year, actually. That's a long time. We
want you to
August.
Wrestle. I'd love to, but I'm tracking down this fucking barbecue.
Yeah, that was in August, that shit.
No, July. Before August.
It was in July. That's when it really started, the barbecue.
I feel like I got stolen. I don't know. I remember just a lot of Facebook updates from you about that barbecue.
Yeah. Finally, I destroyed it. That's what happened, man. I was really fucked.
How you ended up living in a basement.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, I've lived in worse, man. I've slept in worse places, I guess. I one time slept. You remember the cafe BattleNet?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, one time. Walter, you'll love this. It's right up your alley.
So it was on 4th Street?
It was exactly on 4th Street.
It's just down from Andrews.
Yeah.
There were a few in the city. But anyway, it was New Year's. It was close to New Year's. It wasn't New Year's. But this is like a few years ago. I had sold my apartment. I got rid of it.
Okay.
I sold all the furniture inside of it. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get a new apartment starting January 1st. This was like around this time last year.
Okay.
Okay. And I was living with my cousin in Laval.
Right.
So
get the sound box ready for this one, I think.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So I'm living with my cousin Laval. Anyway, this girl that I'm seeing, this Greek girl, she's real wild. Like, she's just a complete lunatic.
Like Greek wild?
I don't know. She was the only Greek I've ever been with.
Okay.
Was she very bad with money?
I don't know. She used all my money.
What?
She used all my money, I guess.
What? Wow.
Is that a thing?
They're fucking countries in like crazy bankruptcy. They're terrible with money.
That's not the fault of all Greeks, though.
I agree with Keith. I don't like him.
She just said she spent all the time with money.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Down with Greece, huh?
Moving
down
on.
With Greece.
Give a little price tag there. There you go.
There you go. what a bitch. So anyway, I'm living with my cousin Laval, and I decide that she texts me like, "Hey, do you want to go out tonight?"
Your cousin or the crazy
girl? The girl.
Okay, right.
She's living with Laval, but he needs a place to stay in the city, is what I'm trying to.
Exactly.
Right.
There you go.
So I go to her place.
Right.
And then we go out to a bull. We go out to Irish Embassy.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. I end up getting kicked out of Irish Embassy because we get into a fight. And she calls me a cokehead. Okay? So then I said, and this is genius. You ready for this, Walter?
I'm waiting for it.
I said, oh yeah, I'll show you cokehead. And I pulled out my coke.
Sure.
And I did a bump with my keys.
That'll show me.
Right? I'll show you a cokehead.
Yeah. Whipped out the blow right there.
So I get kicked out.
So you get kicked out.
I can just like imagine like everybody at the Irish Embassy being like, yeah.
What is going on? Yeah.
like, I would just be like, that guy just yelled, I'll show you a cokehead.
Yeah.
Then did some coke, I guess. He showed us.
Yeah, exactly. Man, that was stupid. So I get kicked out, and then she comes out following me, and we're still arguing. We get in a cab. We get back to her place.
Right.
We're doing more drugs. And at like 3:30 in the morning, we get into a fight. And then
the rest of the night's fight's not new withstanding.
Fight. It's fighting. Okay. You don't have to answer, but at any point was there sex?
That night, no.
Yeah, okay, so fucking a wash. Yeah. Like a whole wash, a night of just drugs and fighting with no even like angry or makeup sex.
Yeah, that's it. Just a little bit of making out in the bathroom, and that's it.
Yeah.
So Anyway, we get into a fight, and I call her the C word, which is a word that I don't even really like saying. You guys look cunt.
Yeah. I was trying to be like Mike Hunt.
Crack.
So I always feel weird when I say that word, so I called her that word because I was really angry, and she kicks me out, and it's fucking cold out. It's around this time. Yes, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep in her apartment building. But I go outside to go smoke a cigarette, and I lock myself out.
There it is.
So I go to a hotel. I got no money in my bank account. And then I went to BattleNet, and I paid for like 2 hours, which is like $5. It was $2.50 an hour. I slept there, and I was just fucking this degenerate sleeping in front of a computer.
Sure,
yeah.
I slept in a bank once.
Absolutely.
A bank?
Like sort of like, you know, like the guichet.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
It's not a big.
You just got drunk and needed a place to stay?
That's the story.
I feel like, okay, Tiger just told us an amazing story. If there's any kind of story to you drinking, sleeping in the fucking bank, you should tell us. One up, Tiger.
How come you couldn't go home?
This is, it's fine.
It's fine.
I don't even like this story.
Yeah,
I don't like this story. It just reminded me of sleeping in shitty places.
You ever sleep in a park?
You must have.
I mean, I've probably dozed off in a park, but I don't think I've ever spent the whole night.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, because there was a period of time where I used to go to raves a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And
I would never get that from looking at you.
You know?
Would you?
Yeah. I thought you were being facetious.
No.
Yeah, no, he did.
You lot.
Yeah, you don't look like a rave guy to me.
Not anymore, obviously. This was like, you know, like I'm early 30s now. I sculpted myself out of raving.
Oh, I wish
looks.
I could pull. I wish you could see.
I know, but I used to be like fat pants with like purple mohawk and a bunch of stupid shit. Yeah.
Real Lothario.
Used to look a lot like a raver. But yeah, and I always feel like fucking like parties get shut down at weird times and they're in like weird fucking places and stuff. Like, I guarantee you I've like slept in shitty warehouses and definitely in my car a lot.
Rave, what's that's like an after hours? Is that almost the same thing?
Well, but more illegal.
A lot of X.
A lot of E.
Yeah.
But a lot like more illegal in the fact that they'd usually be in like abandoned warehouses or like quasi abandoned warehouses.
I went to an abandoned warehouse
industrial
once.
Spaces.
You ever see The Matrix?
Yeah.
Those parties in The Matrix?
Yeah.
Raves.
But I went to an after hours once and it was almost the same thing.
It's very they're very similar, but the thing about the after hours is first of all they're like I guess sort of legal.
Yeah.
Like there's still like I'd say there's about the similar quantities of drugs, but the music is a little different at a rave. Like you're gonna listen to more like happy hardcore, you're gonna listen to more like drum and bass and stuff. Like it's less house music, it's more
no official booze at an after hours.
No official booze at an after hours. A lot of raves will be booze at because they're basically legal venues anyway, so you could just sell liquor all night long anyhow. And a lot, like, crazier clothing. Like, ravers really like dressing up. Like, in not club clothing. Like, a lot of, like, fuzzy pants and, like,
that's
fucking
weird.
A lot of glow sticks.
Maybe it was a rave I went to then. Because I remember a woman was dressed up as a cat.
Might have been.
It really scared me.
Yeah, that's
I was on E.
That's the other thing, too. Like,
the shit
like
out of
I find it super strange because, like, raves are, even though they're like the place where everybody does a bunch of drugs,
but you're in touch,
they're like a terrifying place to do drugs.
You're in touch with that feline element yourself, though.
Yeah.
It's strange that you...
I pointed out
the irony of that. Yeah. So you think that the giant cat
would be comfortable.
Would be okay with
it. No, man, it freaked me out. The cat thing. And then another time I did ecstasy. It was another cat thing where I feel like it wasn't even like it felt like I did an LSD.
There's well because like an E pill is MDMA cut with something else. So there's like oftentimes like psychoactives in E, and then there's like or usually it's speed. But like there's been I don't know if you how into E you were, but there was like a long time ago there were these blue diamond pills that were very very popular, and apparently they were at least some amounts of heroin in them. And like promoters really hated them because everybody got super high and super happy but would also just sit around and not dance. So you'd go to these parties and there'd be like all these fucking kids just like hanging out on the floor being like, this is the best party ever. And you're like, yeah, but you don't want to dance. Yeah, because there's heroin in that fucking pill you just took.
Yeah.
So no, there's like, you can have, like, acid or, like, fucking PCP or whatever.
I tripped out really bad one time. And, like, I was in my ex-girlfriend's apartment. We did ecstasy, and I was, like, just shaking uncontrollably. And I have done an ecstasy, like, maybe a couple dozen mm-hmm. times. And I started seeing in the room cats dressed up as, like, businessmen. Like in suits.
So,
and
wait, were there?
And I was going around shaking hands.
Quick footnote, were you just on the internet? Because I feel that that's all over the internet. Business cat, the meme.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't even answer that.
Did you go
this like 5 years
into
ago.
The internet and talk to business cat?
No, I walked around her apartment and I was like, saw these cats. Like, they were like humans in like suits, but they had cat heads, and I'm shaking the hands.
Well, they made a really weird face.
Yeah, I think I was some weird jaw issues.
Okay, Chuck and Cock.
Who's this?
Walters just has some jaw issues, and I said Chuck and Cock.
Go on.
That's how you get jaw
That's
issues.
It. Yeah, so shaking hands cat. Of cats. Yeah, business cats. But yeah, they can fuck with it. They can really cut with it.
Yeah, they can put fucking anything. That's why.
You guys see that drug crocodile?
Crocodile.
Keith introduced me to it. Not literally.
That's why
right
Walter
now?
Only wears long sleeves right now, because his skin is flaking off.
Keith told me about this, and it's horrific.
The funniest thing is I told them all about it.
But I was, like, not sober when he did.
Not fully paying attention. Then, like, a day or two later, I sent him a link just being like, crocodile! And then I sent him the link. And he was
like, what's this thing that Keith sent me? And I opened it up and there was pictures.
And it was like the most horrific crocodile awful. Pictures that, like, basically exist.
Vice did a really good fucking thing on it. Did you see that?
That was where I initially found out about it. Or maybe someone had told me about it. But I think the first time I got a real feel for it was when there's these people who are basically making, like, bathtub double acidic heroin in their fucking...
It's with, like, I think it's with paint thinner.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a bunch of terrible things in it.
There's nothing... No ill has ever come from putting paint thinner in
your
body.
No, but it's... Like, I understand it. When you've completely given up on life, and you're like, I have a few $1,000 to kill myself with, it'll get me, like, X amount of heroin, or it'll get me, like, 10 times that amount of crocodile. I'll feel the same way, but I'm basically dying as a fuck-up anyway. Why would you not take the 10 times amount and just rot your brain and just go? Like, it's a terrible fucking reality that anybody would get there, but I was like, I kind of get the, like, oh, I'm just going to get a lot more of this if I'm fucking on my way out anyhow because I live in fucking complete squalor and I'm a heroin addict and all that stuff. I'll just...
Yeah, it's horrible to say, but I agree with that.
There's like, almost a logic to...
Yeah, it's
taking the taking the super low road.
It's going to be cheaper. I'm going to do it. And then I'm just going to...
Die.
I'll die. What I don't get is, like, if you're going to be like, oh, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
And you do that, like, that's a fucking slow death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not, like, rocking out a whole bunch of fucking coke or crack or heroin and then just killing yourself. Like, shooting yourself in the head.
No, you're just rotting
you know
your
I mean?
Insides
you're
out.
Just, yeah, exactly. So, I mean... even if I was at my worst, I feel like I wouldn't want to die that way.
We got into a pretty bleak area of conversation here.
Crocodile.
There's apparently something else. There's a new one. There's like a new shitty drug that's coming out. Like, again, one of those like...
Where's it from?
I'd have to say Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
But apparently...
You're a racist.
No, it's just because that's...
It's definitely not in Greece where they don't have any money.
Hey, it might be from...
Oh, wait.
Nope.
Close enough. Wait, what do we have?
Because I guess their economy collapsed.
Oh, listen to this one.
Wait, I was like a Stone Cold showing up? Slowly?
Hey, guys, who's that girl?
Hey.
Only girl knows my apartment. Dagger and I were going to have words. But I like that slow...
You've met her.
I like that
times.
Slow breaking glass because it's slow motion Stone Cold.
Yeah, it's like... It's like
Stone Cold kind of stumbling through the glass.
Remember that one? You know that one? It was like a WrestleMania where he kicks... Where he breaks the glass. It'd be great if he breaks it, but it's not like break shattered glass, so it just sort of breaks, and he's got to kick like pieces of it down, so he doesn't cut himself.
Was it Stone Cold who had that famous Angle? No, was it Angle and Shane?
Angle
and
Shane
McMahon,
yeah.
Kept throwing again and again into the thing. Exactly, just smacking into the glass again and again.
Have you guys heard the Austin podcast? You like it, huh? Have we?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't listened to any episodes yet, but I listened to when Austin was on Cabana's podcast.
I haven't heard that.
It's pretty good. And it was like, apparently it was super weird, especially for, well, it was just like a weird come out because apparently Punk, like, texted Cabana being like, yeah, Austin might call you to be on your podcast. And Cabana's just like, how is this happening in my life? Like, just like freaking out.
Yeah,
being like, wait, Stone Cold is going to call me to be on my podcast? Like, fucking.
Yeah, that was really trippy. Like, this one guy that, like, we all knew when he was, like, 18, 19 years old, that it did really well for himself, and now Stone Cold Steve Austin is interviewing him.
But Stone Cold is...
No, I have not heard
Stone Cold is in a vortex of, like, I don't think he fully understands, like, where pro wrestling and real life start and stop. Like what was it when he was talking to Bryan Danielson and being like, is it a shoot marriage? Like, and he's like, yes, like, I'm very in love with her. We're actually getting married. So it's a shoot. And you're like, what are you?
How long have they been muted?
I don't know.
How long?
Hopefully not that long. I've been keeping an eye out.
Long time?
I've been keeping an eye out on you. Right. Yeah, but exactly. But he was, like, referring to his actual wedding as a shoot wedding. And I was like, no, he's very in love with the girl and proposed to her and stuff. And I went on when Steen was talking about Generico, I feel Austin was lost.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
he was talking about Generico in it?
The Generico and Sami Zayn character, and Steen was telling him
Steen was just, like, fucking around. It's hilarious.
El Generico retired from wrestling and is working at his orphanage in Tijuana, and Stone Cold was like, well, how old is he?
He's
I don't know, he's about 28, 29. He's like, well, that's kind of young for a cat to retire.
That's young,
like,
for an orphanage.
Yeah, like, it's like, that's kind of young. No, he was hung up on that being young for a guy to retire.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you really, like, do you not get that it's the same person? Like, I really feel you should think about this for 5 seconds.
It's great. He's great. What I found out recently, which was kind of interesting, is he's actually not on contract with WWE in any kind of way. Like, a lot of the old dudes, like, road agents and shit like that. Stone Cold, like, just he has, like, some residual, like, merchandising shit coming his way, but apart from that, he has, like, no Legends contract,
That's kind of good, I mean, if it's not what you want.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's weird that he's not doing anything with them.
But why? Why? I mean, if he doesn't want to.
Why wouldn't he want to?
Because maybe he's happy just having a podcast and living his life, man.
He's got commercials, yeah. He does his thing. Probably makes pretty good money.
Makes 8 direct-to-DVD movies a year. Like,
does he still act?
Oh, yeah. Always, like, shitty action movies with stuff.
Twiggy and I were watching a Dwayne Johnson marathon on TV 2 nights ago.
That's pretty rough. What was on it? What was in there?
Walking Tall.
Walking Tall's good, though.
That's a great movie.
But that's really good, though.
No, Walking Tall is really good. Like it's not a Dwayne Johnson movie. Like, it has nothing to do... I mean, he's the star. He's very much the star. But it's like, it feels a lot less of a cash grab than, like, Tooth Fairy or something. You know,
there was
like,
there were another two. I don't remember them.
Was it Race to Witch Mountain?
No.
Was it Be Cool?
No.
The Rundown.
Was the Rundown... No. Was it The Scorpion King?
No.
Was it...
I feel like it was called something like Stranger or Strange or like...
Was it Fast 5? He in Fast 5 or Fast and Furious 6?
I think he debuted in 5.
5? Was it G.I. Joe Cobra Commander?
Do you know that he was the highest...
Grossing actor.
Because he was in 38 movies.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's basically just G.I. Joe plus...
Did you see that one where he's like really jacked with Mark Wahlberg?
I have not seen that.
He's... really gross Jack.
That's 2014 Tagger, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
To have 2013,
I hope so.
The
I don't
Rock
know if you guys
physique.
Noticed, but anybody listening, I came in drinking a protein shake.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
If you don't look,
I've got some nectarines and my clementines in my bag.
You asked for 8 raw eggs, and I thought that was kind of strange. And I have 8 raw eggs.
If you don't
now.
Look like Frankie the Mobster by this time next year, I'll be a little sad. Also, I'd be terrified.
Have you approached Frankie about maybe working out with him? Like, is that a possibility? Does he let people into his workout regularly?
Yeah.
Or would he be
like,
the first thing you need to do is eliminate all of your body hair?
And just shave my balls completely clean.
Exactly. If you want to train with Frankie, you can't have just body hair.
Laser hair, my balls, or whatever the hell it's called.
Here's how you lose a pound.
No,
shave
Frankie's,
everything.
Frankie's very open about that. So when I first started losing weight, I asked him, and he's a very cool dude, man. He's a fucking sweetheart.
Yeah, I've had nothing.
He's a real gentleman.
Nothing but like kind words whenever I've like run into him or bumped into him and talked to him. And
yeah, that Shane Matthews, though, that guy's a real piece of shit.
Fucker.
Yeah.
We were going to have him on the podcast, and we didn't because we were like, no, you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I hate him.
Let's talk about other people who may or may not be seen as douchebags in the eyes of the general public.
Yeah, but are we talking about like general people or wrestling?
Well, Rob Ford.
You know what, man? Like we can get into Rob Ford.
But in
if
the
you
same
want.
Level as Rob Ford in terms of being a total fuck up, I think we know Ryan Rogan has had an interesting year this year with the Battle War promotion.
Yeah.
And
Do you know where you guys?
He's been in and
you
out.
You guys made a mistake. Just.
Who's
Battle
you guys?
War. Battle War.
Battle
the
War.
Group of Battle War. By just, not following Ryan Rogan out with like a camera when he got fired, you missed the opportunity to have the best video package of all time with Ryan Rogan in his trunks with his bag on the bus.
Did he do that?
No, but I no, mean but he left, just, right? Because they threw him the fuck out after Shane Hawk beat him in, I think, Battle War 14.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did that, the sick freak.
Exactly, but...
You know, he's a sex offender.
Is he legitimately a sex offender?
Legally, you guys have to know he's a sex offender.
Because I remember you mentioning to me rumors about another sex offender that you'd heard about.
Oh, Blackburn, yeah. Blackburn, the sex offender. This guy, man. Walter, you know this guy.
We can't talk about this, though. I don't know if we can.
Let's not give him the satisfaction. Anyway, back to Rob Ford.
Right back to Rob Ford, who is not, as we have yet to find out, a sex offender.
No, but I mean, like...
Is he related to Ryan
Rogan?
The
guy wants
Rogan.
To get high.
I got to see that guy do the arm wrestling thing with Hulk Hogan this
you
year.
You saw that live?
Yeah, because like, I got like...
Walter, if you watch the video, you see Walter mark out when Hogan comes
in. Yeah, because I was like... just like, seeing that happen, I was like, oh, these two douchebags just arm wrestling each other. That was the best.
Hogan has like a web hosting website now. Have you seen that?
What kind of... What do you mean?
He has no money, so...
What's a web hosting website? What is it?
Like GoDaddy or...
It's called Hostamania, I think.
Really? Wow. So, oh my god, really?
I'm going to move 9to5 CC over like to
Hostamania. Dude, it's full-on Hulk Hogan
That's the contemporary
website.
Equivalent of Pastamania when you tried to open those like pasta restaurants.
I've only found out about that recently.
You heard about Pastamania?
Pastamania.
Yeah.
Nope.
You don't know about this?
No,
he opened up like was it Italian restaurants or like or was it was like frozen pasta products?
No,
I think it was a restaurant. It was
he just Tiger like literally just said, I only found out about this recently, and you're like,
and I'm like,
I assume you are an expert on
I
the matter.
I assume that I can check with you on every detail regarding Pastamania.
Okay, Walter, we have an issue. One, because Tiger was such a special guest, I did not actually think to check the fifth question from the
this
previous
is not
five
a questions,
questions
episode. This
so
is
this
a,
is not a questions episode.
This is a year in review.
This is a year in review.
Top five people that impressed you in 2013. Giant Tiger, go.
I didn't hear a word you
Top
just
five
said.
People that impressed you in 2013, wrestling or non-wrestling related, go. Five people in 2013 who impressed you, go.
Rob Ford. One of them. Do you need reasons why?
No.
No, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take
reasons
it.
Reasons or not
I'll take
reasons.
It reasons why he impressed you.
Why he impressed me.
Never seen a guy cut promos like that?
I've never seen a guy be so... I mean, he lied. But when he came clean and is like,
that wasn't
yeah,
the
I
question.
Did it. I did it. That wasn't the question. I did it.
Didn't ask the right
I
questions.
I can't undo it. That's that. You exactly. know what I mean? Like, you kind of have
you
to.
Didn't ask the right questions. You asked me if I was. You asked me if I did drugs, and I said no because I did it once. So the wrong question.
Stupid.
Yeah, you guys are the idiots.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
You guys.
And nobody really challenged him on that point. It was kind of awesome.
Everybody just let it slide. So Rob Ford, number one. So basically just balls out not giving a fuck.
Exactly. Like, I really respect that.
Who else we got? Who else we got?
Oh, jeez. This is brutal. Oh, okay. Hold on. My buddy Enzo.
Enzo? Enzo who?
He got Enzo. He got me Falcone. Oh, yeah. Falcone. He got me this.
Gotcha. Whoa!
For Christmas. Check it out. I can't believe I haven't shown you guys yet.
I can't believe you haven't shown me
Be
yet.
Very careful on this white couch. My girlfriend will kill you. So hard. Oh, a little switchbook.
We always have like a Christmas get together, a bunch of buddies, and he gave me that knife. And the really funny thing about that knife is that I was walking on the street last week,
and now your fingerprints are on it.
Yeah, you're fucked. I'm gonna kill somebody tonight, and Walter's in trouble.
My lady friend got me a knife for Christmas. A
knife like that?
Not like this.
I got a cool knife for.
Yeah, you gotta have to.
Where's
you have
the,
to
where's
like
the release?
Open. Yeah, it's.
So
like
you're
here.
Walking on the street with a knife.
It's kind of. No, I was walking down the street, and a car honks at me, but I had the right of way, and I thought, man, I wish I had a knife.
And then you did.
And then you ran into Enzo, and he
pops a knife.
Like a
week later.
I was a groomsman for my friend, and he got me a knife. Similar blade. Doesn't flick out quite the same way, but has some other stuff in it, too, including the bottom of it is like this reinforced metal spike, and it's, like, for busting windows and stuff. Like, yeah. It's a straight-up anarchy knife. Like, it has, like, a window breaker, like a fucking tinder thing to start fires, a blade like that, and you're like, yes! Yeah, I could tear down society with this knife.
Yeah, yeah, I'm... Montreal's ruined after this.
Exactly.
I used to play House League Soccer with Enzo.
You used to play soccer?
Enzo and I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
was he always short?
He was... As opposed to now, when he's a fucking giant. Yes, he was always short. He also used to have dreadlocks. I remember when he had dreadlocks.
You remember that? Like, you've known him for a while. When he was like, yeah.
That was like when he was like a late teenager.
I've known him for like 10 years now.
Yeah, he's like maybe like a couple of years older than you, maybe. Like,
yeah, maybe a year or two older, yeah. How old are you?
Like 27. Like, he and I grew up in East End. Yeah, like we grew up in RDP. So we were RDP kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Prairie River.
Him and his brother Tony Falcone.
Oh, God, yeah, Tony.
Tony Falcone and Enzo Falcone.
And their third brother, Blackburn.
Blackburn and Falcone. Are they loosely related?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
For making a comeback with that commercial.
This is great podcast material. Oh, this is what we're talking about. Some people impress you.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Enzo, because he gave you a knife.
Jean-Claude Van Damme for being badass.
Splits on the trucks.
Van Damme for coming back with that. Like, how many people did he have talking?
And what else? Who else?
I'm going to go ahead and say wrestling. Bucks Belmar,
give me a good
choice.
The
first ever champion.
And Barbara Walters.
No, last one's going to be another wrestler.
Have you heard, okay, our last Battle War episode.
Goldust.
Fuck. Yo, get it out.
Oh, jeez, here, Walter. Busted, Walter. Sorry.
You should know where that one is, like, off by heart.
Nope. No, wait, I'm sorry, hold on.
That's what's going to happen in 2014 in Goldust. That's what's happening in 2013.
And if he has a good WrestleMania match?
Yeah. Oh, God, the guy is unstoppable.
It blows my... Like, I do not remember him being this good.
He was never this good. Like, this is at his best.
It's like even just like his new move, like, I know you don't watch that often, but he has a thing where he like runs along the apron and flips into... Like, does like a side flip parallel to the apron... like taking out a guy who's like on the mat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I really don't remember flips in Goldust Arsenal, like ever. Let alone like a flip to the outside. Like, yeah.
I saw him do a Hurricane Rana, like he was off on the top or on the second.
Yeah.
He jumped and did a Rana, and I thought that was fucking crazy.
It's great. Enough of that, Walter.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, Goldust is bonkers. Did you see my girlfriend's Halloween costume?
No.
Did she
dress up as Goldust?
Yes.
Amazing. It was single-handedly the most upsetting and alluring thing I've ever seen in my life.
Walter, what were you?
I was kind of like a mashup Randy Savage.
Mashup Randy Savage.
Without the body mask.
Wasn't your girlfriend Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I did see that.
Hold on. So, what was the one you blew through? Belmar.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
No. So Bucks was on the podcast.
A couple episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah, and Shane Hawk was saying that he was worried that Bucks was going to sell the belt for drugs. Was that a concern to you guys? Have you heard about that? I mean, there's a couple months in between events, so do we know if he, in fact, sold the belt for drugs?
You know, I don't know. But, I mean, if he did, he'd probably make some pretty good money off
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's a nice belt, right?
Definitely get enough crocodile for himself for a long time.
Walter, cut that.
I'm trying to search past the mania. Am I the only one that gets bad reception in this year?
There's
a lot of asbestos in the walls, so...
Past the mania.
Past the mania. I always thought that was, like, fake.
No, it's real. It's absolutely real.
When was that? Like the 90s?
The early 90s, maybe. I mean, I don't know. You know, it could have been. There's like a 5-year period. It's actually a suggested search result.
I'm just trying to find. We should wrap this up, though, Walter. But
I can't believe he didn't have his own protein.
While
powder.
We're all, yeah, exactly. Eh? While we're all looking at shit on our phones, though,
I did see that.
While we're all looking at shit on our phones, I feel
this is on his shirt.
This is not great podcasting.
No, it's amazing podcast.
No,
it's pretty much the best podcast we've ever had, and not a lot like the other ones we've had that were bombs.
You guys ever get any real stinkers?
No, I don't think so. We're
no, they're all gold.
Yeah.
None.
Thank you.
Stop gold. No, I don't think have we had any bad episodes? We've had, I think, in episodes that are like less than great.
Yeah.
But Walter and I usually we'll just swoop in and. Usually I'll break his fucking sound effects machine.
Yeah.
And then he usually brings the podcast.
Right, hey, before we end, Walter, tell me about Knife Fight. What's going on with that?
Oh, you're like, what are you hosting the show now? You're
no,
trying
no,
to get
no,
me
this
to plug
is just
my
really
show?
Great. I was going to say that Walter J-Ling is like set himself up. He had a great 2013 and is setting himself up to top it immediately with 2014. Basically, the highlights of his 2013, I'm going to go out on a limb here, was going to WrestleMania and getting engaged.
Yeah.
So, but he went to, now 2014, he set himself up going to WrestleMania 30 with his fiance, then getting married. So he's
wow.
just like, he's just lined up a 1-2 punch of 2013 to 2014.
It's New Orleans, right?
New Orleans. You had it right the first
time.
Yeah. And I feel like the progression of my life sort of parallels the progression of the WWE as a entertainment sort of vehicle, plowing our way forward
yeah.
through the sports entertainment milieu of society in general, always marching forward, always going
wow.
straight through the danger zone.
So yeah, there you go, guys. Knife fight.
So what's
that? Wasn't the knife fight answer at all?
What's the future of knife fight in 2014?
We're coming back strong. Shut up! God damn this fucking shit.
You just irritated yourself with
yeah,
your
I
own.
I really am.
Yeah.
All right,
give it to me.
The machine is dead.
Give,
I'm sorry.
Take,
that was
get,
the last one.
Fucking off.
The knife fight's coming back on January 24th, 2014.
What day of the week is it?
That's a Friday night. Always Fridays.
I did the first one, didn't
you were,
I?
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was wild, man. I really liked it
at
Mainline.
You and Twiggy came on?
Yeah, Twiggy Phantom was
Phantom
there.
Phantom showed up.
Yeah, Mr. Botchamania.
Caused a ruckus.
Yeah.
Mr. Botchamania.
Shawn Michaels could be Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Green Phantom would be Mr. Botchamania.
Yeah. That may be the first time he was ever on there. I know Eddie, Sexy Eddie, was on the same one.
I feel like speaking ill of him in any way will cause him to like burst into the room you're sitting
in.
Yeah,
exactly. No. There's
plays.
A fucking green strobe.
Oh, God. Why is this happening? You guys talk about me, brother.
I almost would not be surprised. Like,
you know,
I told him to show up 1 hour after Tiger so he could bust it at the end.
He did a comedy thing. Were you at his comedy thing with Mike Patterson?
I put on a comedy thing that he was on. Yes, and I was at that thing too.
Laughmania?
Yes. No, well, I put on my own thing, but he also did a couple of
what
Patterson
thing did
shows.
You put on?
I had a thing at the what was that thing place that closed there? It closed
Sergeant
Privateer.
Peppers.
The Privateer Club. You heard about the Privateer
no.
Club? It was a place on, what was it, Bishop or Mackay? Doesn't matter.
Bishop,
it's closed
Bishop,
now.
Bishop.
It's closed, but I had an amazing show there that was wrestling comedy show, and Tiger showed up and did a great job.
You mean Phantom showed up.
Tiger's
Tiger.
On the couch.
Phantom showed up. Tiger was there in spirit, and Phantom gave me like a workable clothesline that didn't end me, much like it did Blackburn at a previous spot.
Yeah,
so.
And then he went into, and then after that he became a sex offender.
And then he became
that
a
was,
sex
that
offender.
That was Phantom.
He knocked the decency right out of him.
Phantom introduced some of his A+ comedy material.
Oh yeah,
he had the reason I brought up the Phantom thing when you said the lights playing was that he had a joke that I really liked where he's like, don't you hate it when you walk into like the supermarket and your theme doesn't play? I thought that was a great
that
joke.
That is. He had a pretty banner year, and I guess he'll be part of the February edition of Battle Wars.
Yeah, Battle War February 9th, Battle War 16 Knife Fight.
Sarah, you have any
Battle War 16 Knife Fight.
Check out
Knife Sarah, Fight. Sarah's been making bacon all day.
Bacon.
I thought she said chicken.
No, bacon.
Mm.
So do you want to call this a wrap?
We've had a great. This has been a great year,
guys. We did it, huh?
We did it.
We really did it.
2013.
Fuck everybody else.
We've had only A+ guests all year.
Only A+.
No duds.
This has been a banner year for the podcast.
No
year.
Duds except
with
for
2012. We had some solid. 2013. We ramped it up.
2013 was only A+ material.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being here today.
All right, guys.
No,
we did it.
Literally the
we
shortest notice. Literally the shortest notice.
When did he text you?
I'll tell you right now.
It was like you want to show up to Keith's apartment in an hour and a half. It was yeah.
And he's like, "Where's Keith's apartment?" That's yeah, and then
I'm
he gave me the address, and
here.
I was very confused.
I'm amazing because that address is bonkers, man. What the
511 is the unit.
Yeah,
2420.
Did not get that.
So he texted me at 4:36 to be here for 6.
And man, did you?
And
fucking,
I was like, yeah. At the time,
it.
I was on the computer.
This is a goddamn Keith
and,
miracle.
And you don't even live up in this area.
No, I live up on Chantalon, but I couldn't even stay home. I'm sorry. This is about to get pretty graphic. I live on Chantalon. I can't stay home. Because I've had a few days off work and have been jerking off like crazy.
Constantly.
So it's like, you know, the thing with...
Are you a little threadbare downstairs?
Yeah, like, chafing. The thing with a penis is once it's like hurt, Yeah. It doesn't heal because you keep pulling at that thing.
It takes a few days.
It takes so long, so you got a Vaseline, and as soon as you get the Vaseline on, you know, you're fucking... You're giving it another go.
Like, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna lie to you and pretend I don't know what you're talking about. But I am gonna say that the last time I experienced that was like absolutely as a teenager when my parents left town. I would just be like, I'd be like, whatever. This is what's happening this weekend.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll like my roommate's not home, so I just like
doubly so.
Yeah. Anyway, so. I'm sure that'll all be cleared up very soon. Yeah.
So is this going to count as canon episode 50 or?
This might be.
Is this episode 50? 51?
I don't know canon.
51?
Fit me.
Can I do 69?
Yes.
And Blackburn. That old pervert.
Blackburn will do 56.
Do you want to have Ryan Rogan on the podcast and shit on him for an hour?
Let's just tell him to go to hell.
Damn it, Rogan. I'm tired of your shit ass.
I hate you. Fuck you the whole time. Just turn his microphone off.
Just every time
and look at him,
question,
you're a fucking scumbag.
Fuck, I hate you.
Yeah, fuck, shut up. Everything you say pisses me off.
Or the best is if you had the fourth mic but were like kind of in another room.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rogan.
Shut up. So you can't.
Shut
really,
up.
You can't really hear.
Throw
what
a snowball saying. At him full speed with some fucking ice in it.
Be the best.
Yeah.
So. I think this is Go Plug Yourself.
Go Plug Yourself. Yeah.
Episode 49B, the 49C.
The Tiger Menace.
Yeah.
The Tiger Menace.
Twitter, Facebook, all that. Twitter.
The Keith Miss Miracle.
Important dates are the January 24th.
Uh-huh. January 24th, new edition of Night Fight.
Night Fight.
It's featuring Stephanie Robert, Leland Beckman, exotic animal handler Mike Carrazza.
Ooh. Upgraded from youth.
Is that real?
It will be when he finds out about it.
Whoa.
A musical act that Leland booked that I can't remember because we were drunk when I talked about it.
Cool.
And
then February 9th?
I'm going to come back to Night Fight completely stone sober. I'm not going to. Sometimes I have a couple drinks when I do these shows.
Night Fight, huh?
And I think, actually, the one that you were on was probably the one that I was soberest for.
You were drinking.
Yes.
I know you were drinking. That's I don't know if you were drunk, but you were drinking.
Won't deny that, but.
Yeah, hey, we did it, guys.
We did it.
And then February 9th.
Fuck you,
2013. If you don't, like, Sarah, you're in the room. I feel like I'm going to spoil it. Our Valentine's Day plans are to go to Battle War.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a crappy Valentine's Day. Holy shit.
They're going to put the applause button. The one is where his hands.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. That's not a crappy Valentine's. That's pretty sweet.
It's an amazing Valentine's Day. Yeah, guys, do you have any Valentine's Day events?
Oh, God, no, dude. I don't think so. I don't know, maybe. Like, I'm a lone star. I'm a single dude.
You don't have that much control over what happens.
I had sex with a girl recently, and I might have sex with her again.
Nice.
Walter, you'll like this really quick.
Go for it.
She's like, oh, I'm going to put on some nice, slow music. And she's giving me head as she's doing this, and I'm laying down, and all she's got is a fucking mattress in her living room. She told me she threw her TV out because she wanted to get more in touch with like natural energy. But she had a computer anyway. So she puts on this fucking thing on YouTube, and she's like, "We're gonna put on some nice music," and she's sucking me off, and all the song is. It was 59 minutes. I'm not even kidding. The song, I was like, fuck, this is horrible. I hope it changes. I turn around, I look at the computer, and it says fucking 59 minutes.
I like how this story started, though. That it's like oh, I'm about to tell Walter this story about how this crazy girl gave me a shitty blowjob while she played some weird like fucking house music. Yo, Walter's going to love this story.
Yeah.
Yo, Walter.
There you go.
All right, guys. Fuck you, 2013.
Let's go plug yourself. This episode's going to be up who knows when.
It's going to be up now.
It'll be tomorrow.
It was live. This whole thing was
we're
live.
We're doing this, huh?
We're streaming.
Guys, we're doing this.
It's been so good. Thank you.
So Battle War, Night Fight. Murder.
The madness continues.
Thanks for coming out, Tiger. This
hey,
awesome.
Thanks. Yeah,
this
Tiger. Is
the shit out of just Walter and I talking to each other.
Yeah, this
it
would have
been this, but with more like...
I would have broken it.
Can we end it with... Can we end it with a song that goes bah, wah, 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 wah? Can you edit that in somehow? There you go. That's good enough. Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Thanks for coming out, Tiger. That's awesome. Stop it. It's Eddie. Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, bah, wah, 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 wah.
There is...
I'm scared.
those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh, man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure, as always, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?